Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
I don't know if you saw the story this week. You read into it, but anybody that's had bone-on-bone pain, knows all about cartilage and what our joints need, and there's good news. There's stuff that is being tested and is proving, I think, to be pretty successful. Dr. Samuel Stoop is on the Board of Trustees, Professor of Materials Science, Engineering, Chemistry, Medicine, and Biomedical Engineering at Northwestern University. Boy, Doc, your parents can't be disappointed in you. You've done it all.
Thank you.
So talk to me about this, because I think a lot of people, as they age, know the importance of your joints, the cartilage, and I want to know how this relates as well to regenerative medicine and other things that have been in the marketplace. Just tell us what you know so far.
Yes, so we're very excited to have developed new materials. They have the label of supramolecular materials. That's a mouthful, of course. But this is a new platform of materials that can be used to regenerate tissues in your body. So this is the result of scientific advancements in the last decade or two. And we have recently developed one to grow cartilage. And the reason this is exciting is because cartilage is a tissue that makes our joints, of course, functional. And after you are 18 years of age, when you are fully developed, it has almost no capacity to grow. So that means that at 18, you have the cartilage you're going to have in your joints the rest of your life.
And, of course, we wear it down, right?
So we wear it down. We pound on it, right, throughout life. And, of course, everybody understands that the mobility and a pain-free life that you can have with good joints is critical to our existence and our happiness, right? So this is something that that we are excited to bring to the clinic, and we are going to do our very best to get it there sometime in the next 2 to 3 years.
And so how would you get it in? Would it be via needle? Would surgery? How do you see that happening?
So the materials look like soft gels. So if you're looking at it, it looks like a soft white gel. And so that means that they can be introduced into joints in highly non-invasive ways, right? So that it is not a highly invasive procedure, but it could be done through an arthroscopic process, which is very non-invasive because it goes in as a soft gel. And then when it gets to the tissue where it needs to be, it becomes sort of rubbery and it stays there. So it is relatively easy to introduce into the body without much pain or, without doing invasive surgery, basically.
And it helps your cartilage to regenerate, or it just replaces the cartilage that's been damaged?
Yes. So it basically causes cartilage to grow. So if you have, for example, if there is a defect, and sometimes, there could be osteoarthritis or trauma, and so there is a defect in the cartilage, which is a thin tissue covering bones in our joints. And so then the surgeon would basically clean out the defect area. Now you have a hole, basically, right? And then the soft gel would go in to fill that hole. And then several months later, it would be now filled with authentic cartilage, newly grown cartilage. And so the material is designed to activate your body's own cells into producing cartilage at that site.
Wow, that's amazing, because baby boomers are aging. Knees are the first to go for many people. Would it be used in hips and shoulders and other joints, or primarily knees?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. In principle, it can be used in any joint, right? So certainly hip joints. which are also very important. What ends up happening in a dysfunctional joint, either the hip or the knee, is that eventually you have to have joint reconstruction surgery where they place large pieces of hardware to reconstruct your joints. And so that's obviously not an ideal solution to the problem. But these materials can be used anywhere. And so we would like them to eventually replace or decrease the frequency with which we need to have reconstructive surgeries for the joints.
Wow. How long before this makes it to, I know you've got a lot of trials and you're just bringing it to the clinic, but an estimate of, you know, how long this might take to come to fruition and be available for most of us.
Okay. So our estimate right now is that within 2 to 3 years, we can be doing the first clinical trials on it.
Wow.
And so you have to enroll patients, right, to participate and you know, select people that really have very, very great need for cartilage regeneration. And hopefully then that goes on for, you know, it could be going on for a year or something like that. And if things go well, then we would be approved to make it available commercially for patients.
Wow, that's a game changer for so many people.
Yes. Absolutely. And of course, we are living much longer, as you know, right? So that's another factor. Our lifespan is definitely longer now, broadly speaking, all over the world. And so that means that what we want to do is be able to have a long health span, you know, like the number of years that you live with the freedom to move around and enjoy life, right? And and so it is very critical to have these new technologies become part of medical practice.
Absolutely. It's all about quality of life. Thank you so much for joining us and explaining it. It's exciting news.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your program.
Absolutely. Dr. Samuel Stoop, Board of Trustees, Professor of Materials Science, Engineering, Chemistry, Medicine, Biomedical. He does it all from Northwestern University.